This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. President Biden is announcing today that the U.S. will buy 500 million more doses of the Pfizer vaccine to share with poorer countries over the next year. He's in Britain on his first overseas trip as president. Our Karen Shamas is there, too, and she says although many are welcoming the news about the vaccine, one preventative medicine expert has some concerns.
One preventative medicine professor in South Korea, Yihan Young, says although the move will make a huge difference to fighting the coronavirus around the world, he also foresees problems. The Pfizer vaccine needs extremely cold storage temperatures, which experts believe would present challenges for countries with poor health systems. Many experts say the donation is crucial because the global disparity contributes to the creation of mutant viruses, as well as creating a $5 trillion economic loss for advanced economies. I'm Karen Shamas.
On landing in Britain last night, the president addressed U.S. military members.
President Biden is making the first move to reassert the country on the world stage. The president was greeted by American troops at a Royal Air Force base in Britain. His message?
The United States is back.
This is the president's first overseas trip in office.
I'm heading to the G7, then to the NATO ministerial, and then to meet with Mr. Putin to let him know what I want him to know.
That summit with Russia's Vladimir Putin is next week in Geneva. I'm Ed Donahue.
Top European Union officials are joining calls to investigate the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic, ramping up the pressure on China to be more open about the virus. Just into his word that the Pope is refusing to accept the resignation of a German cardinal over a sex abuse scandal. A dilapidated building collapsed overnight in Mumbai, India, following heavy rain. At least 11 people were killed, others injured, say authorities. This is AP News. The wife of the notorious Mexican drug kingpin El Chapo is expected to plead guilty in federal court today as part of a plea deal. Here's our Jackie Quinn.
The wife of Joaquin El Chapo Guzman faces conspiracy charges in the U.S. for allegedly helping her husband run his multi-billion dollar criminal enterprise. Emma Coronel Ispuro had previously pleaded not guilty after being charged with conspiracy to distribute cocaine, methamphetamine, heroin, and marijuana. She'd been arrested earlier this year at a Washington area airport. Prosecutors say Coronel Ispuro worked closely with the command and control structure of the Sinaloa cartel and conspired to distribute large quantities of drugs, knowing they'd be smuggled into the U.S. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A nun in Los Angeles has agreed to plead guilty to stealing more than $800,000 to pay for a gambling habit. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.